Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, JT action there. I actually just crunched up a story that I had printed out that we didn't get to. I guess things are on the outs with Jessica Biel and Timberlake.
I don't blame her. I wouldn't put up with all those shenanigans either. Like, if it's true, those alleged shenanigans. But yeah, she's at home with the kids taking care of business, and he's just out partying it up.
Drunk driving.
I'd be mad. I'd be super mad.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Or is it allegedly anymore? He was actually drunk driving.
I think it's
safe to say allegedly.
Yeah, then we should just cover our bases.
Allegedly.
It doesn't hurt us to say it, but. Yeah, I get it. She should put on a cape and be super mad.
There you go.
You know? I would.
Did you just come up with that? That's impressive.
That was a fun little thing.
It's
like
Superman with a pluggy nose. Super bad.
Let's dive into the final segment of the show. We like to send you on your way with a little something something we call PMI. It's a positive, a minus, and something interesting. Who's got the P today?
Katie does.
I think I got the P. I'm sorry. I was kind of not ready for this.
It's the end of the show for Katie.
I'm so sorry.
Are
I was not ready. I was just so excited about something else at the moment. I know where I'm going, but just give me a second to get there.
No, we got nothing
but
time,
Katie. It has
to
do with the puppy Nana, because a new study reveals the secrets to a happier relationship with your dog. See, I told you I was going to get
you
there.
You got
it. They're saying that when it comes to playing with your dog, right? They had groups that increased the daily playtime with your dog, where one group increased the training time used to reward the dog, right? So they had one group of dogs where they increased the playtime, one group where they increased the training time, and where they both spent time with their puppy Nanas, the one where they were playing developed a much better relationship as far as like dogs being able to be by themselves without having separation anxiety, not having behaviors that are not, you know, good when it comes to dogs, biting other people, just getting in people's business and stuff. So they saw all of these things decrease when you increased your playtime with your dog versus the training time. So they're saying both of these are good, right? Like, it's good to have the training time for your dog so they learn how to be an upstanding little puppy Nana, but also they need that love. They need that affection and that attention. So it helps them reinforce those positive training behaviors. So the gist of the story is, if you're looking to spend more time with your doggy, try to make the majority of it playtime. And that's going to help in all areas of that dog's life, including the train time. And that's what a lot of people are looking for, especially with puppies. That's where the training time comes in the most, is when they're young and they're learning things. So if you can have a little bit more playtime than train time, you're sure to raise a very, again, good puppy Nana. Such a good boy.
That's the thing. That's the key. You got to talk baby talk too, as well, when you're playing.
Well, Hims got his ball.
Hims wants his tummy's rubs because Hims got his ball.
Well, but they're saying, like, with that, also, it lends to the emotional bond with the puppies. Like, when you have that connection, that love that's associated with it. Because a lot of times, so when you're training your dog, you're not necessarily, like, hugging them and then giving the puppet kisses and everything, right? Like, it's strict. You're like, you've got rules and boundaries in place. But when it's the playtime, they're apt to open up a lot more, and the emotion with the dog is supposed to be.
That's great.
Whoa, that was good for me for pulling that out of my
I feel like you just made up all of that.
I did not.
Yep,
but
it's fake.
Look at me.
Hey, speaking of puppy baby talk, I love my wife dearly. I love her so much. We've been together for a couple of decades, but I seriously, there's times when she's talking to the dog. Hers is just a baby. There's times when I seriously consider moving out.
Well, but they can't hear you unless you talk like that.
Hers needs a riddle nail script.
Dogs hear in that frequency, see?
So like, do husbands. And it makes you want to file paperwork immediately. Hims wants a divorce when hers talks like that.
So I'm not saying she don't want one, too.
No.
For different reasons.
I'm going to blindside her. She keeps doing that. Has hers been fed tonight, or she's got her nummy nums?
In her tummy tums?
I'm going to be getting my nummy nums, you know, at a singles get together. You don't stop it.
Such a turn off.
What's the minus?
That was a minus. But for this minus, we're going to Sri Lanka, where 22 Buddhist monks went off to a trip to Bangkok, okay? And this trip, they said, was being paid for by a businessman who remained nameless. but this was for educational materials and treats for school children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. They showed up at the airport from Bangkok trying to leave with 242 pounds of weed hidden in their luggage.
Whoa, man.
These Buddhist monks wanted to get high to see Buddha. They seized $3.5 million worth of weed from 22 Buddhist monks.
Not the monks.
Dang, not the monks. They How do you think they stay so chill, though?
I know. They were in their traditional garb trying to get away with this. They were all seized. They found out from these guys that there was a massive drug ring being run by these Buddhist monks.
What?
And they are now all in jail right now waiting for a week to go see in front of a magistrate, to go be in front of a magistrate. And I cannot believe that is like the last type of person that I would ever think that they would find 242 pounds of weed in their luggage.
Man, TSA saw them coming, though, huh?
They like, smelled them coming.
Monk, please.
Those poor guys. Oh, man.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. This story is talking about how bar trivia nights were a lot of fun before everyone had a smartphone in their pocket.
Yeah.
So the trend is kind of fizzling out. So bars are trying to get more people back in with fun and unique events. Well, this is the hippest new event, according to the Washington Post. It is nude drawing nights.
Oh.
Some of these bars are calling it kink and draw. Another one is calling it naked friends. It's not a class or anything, but you go in and you just draw live naked models that are standing at the bar while you're sipping on your cocktail.
This is like the college class where you draw naked people.
It is like your art class.
Drinks.
Hopefully you're not drunk though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some
dude's
gonna
makes it more
grabby.
Fun.
Yeah.
So what they do is there's different challenges as well. Like this round, you can draw only with your non-dominant hand, or for 2 minutes, keep your pencil moving on the page, like you can't pull it up. Or maybe place the pencil in your mouth and try to draw the naked model.
Oh.
Oh, it sounds fun. And yeah, you have a couple cocktails
guys
in
you. Guys won't be able to do that last one, though.
No, you wouldn't be able to do that.
No.
Now,
Katie,
I know you're thinking this. The models are part of the event, so you actually don't go wandering in and choose someone from your friend group to be the model.
I'm
That's
out.
I just
fun.
Want to clarify that.
I'm out.
You can't go in and be like, Katie, take it all off. We want to draw you tonight.
Finally, my time to shine.
Hate me like you French girls.
I'll tell you, you're going to need a big pencil.
Hey.
Big canvas.
Come on.
It's a lot of lead.
We're
a lot of graphite.
Stop it.
There's your positive, your minus, and something interesting this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100.